Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everybody. Are we ready to go wild on our Thursday night? Oh, you bet we are. Jethro is not here tonight, but I'm Linda Irwin, and I'm running the Thursday show, and I've got two wonderful ladies here with me, Jandrake Bakke and Dina Flanagan. Let's start with me first. I'll tell you what I do. I do ET card readings, which means when you call in with your single question, and we're only going to take one question, we're going to try to limit it to 4 minutes. I will give you a very brief 3-card reading, then I will pass it off to Jan, who will give you animal totems, and then Dina will give you a very in-depth reading. But first of all, Jan, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. Yep, and I'm looking forward to tonight. This is our first time on Thursday night with the three of us, and this is exciting. And so, yeah, I do animal totems, and I usually, what I do is I see them. They come into my mind's eyes, and I look around, and usually I get a lot of them, and I'll pick one that looks predominant when I hear the person talk. And then I choose that one, and sometimes I'll look at several, you know, and then I have books and stuff that I read out of to find out what the meanings are of the animals. And so that's what I do. And I also have a deck of cards, too, that I will pull sometimes just to see what may come up. And so anyway, that's what I do. And that's about it. On the air, I do readings off air doing other stuff, too, but I don't do it on air.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. Hi, Dina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Why don't you tell everybody what you do? Like, they don't already know, but I think that we got a lot of new listeners tonight. So I'm excited to hear all about you, Dina. I haven't had the chance to work with you for over 2 years, and I'm sure you've done a lot more with your abilities and gifts, and I'm excited. Mm.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, I do psychic readings, which are, it just comes to me, you know, anybody who listens to the Thursday show, it usually just comes in, it comes in quick. And so I don't use anything when I do these readings. It's just coming from your spirit guides to my spirit guides. And I do medium readings, which I mostly do, you know, in my practice. And I do healings, so... yeah, so usually I'm good with just about any question.
All right, thanks. It is good to work with you again.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's like, wow, 2 years have gone by already? Jeez.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we're all together again.
Go staff.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Jan.
I worked with Dina once. Oh, sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I worked with Dina when I first started on the radio, and it was very fun. And well, actually, I worked with Linda when I first started on the radio, and at her show at Unseen World. But at Psychics Gone Wild, I got to work with Dina in the beginning, and that was so neat. I don't know when that was though.
That was quite some time ago too.
It was
fun. We had a good time working together.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, ladies, are we ready to go wild on our first caller?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Area code 570. You're on with Dina, Jan, and Linda. Could we have your name, please, and what your question is? Area code 570. And I'm not getting an answer. We'll put you on hold and come back to you. I'm going to go right on to the next one here. Area code 706. Do we have you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Could I get your name, please?
Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen. And what is your question tonight? Hello? Mary Ellen? Well, I'll come back to you as well. I don't know if it's Blog Talk or if it's because Jethro's not here. If people are missing Uncle Jethro. But we'll try the next one. Come back to Mary Ellen. Area code 860. Are you there?
Hi. How are you ladies tonight?
Oh, pretty good.
Excellent.
Could I get your name, please?
My name is Corrine.
Hi, Corrine.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
I know Dina was talking, like she said she was listening to her spirit guides, and I'm getting nervous. So, Dina, Linda, and Jan?
Uh-huh.
Dina, and she said she picked the card. So I thought maybe she'd be picking the cards while she was hearing my voice, and maybe you could just get a sense of, I mean, because I could tell you I could use direction with love. My son, finance, and I figured maybe my spirit guides had something they wanted to share with me, and just, I don't know if we could go that way.
Okay. Well, let me start out by drawing the three ET cards, and I actually get three people in this for you. And the first one is one that is like a mentor or a teacher, and he teaches meditation and yoga and anything that relates to spirituality that deals with coming from within. The second person is someone that seems to be in conflict with you, and it's a male, but it's someone that can be tamed, so to speak. It's a person that you don't have to write out of your life. You just need to communicate with better, and you'll be able to agree, maybe to disagree. And then the third one is the young male. This is somebody who has incredible gifts and abilities because I'm showing him as a Minbari, and those are very enlightened beings. They're fictitious beings, but they're very enlightened beings and one that should be encouraged in his gifts and abilities. Do those resonate with you?
Oh, very much so. I have one quick question. You said not the young child, but the other one. You said, could you just repeat that one more time?
The man in conflict with you?
Yeah.
Or these? Yeah. Yeah, he's one that you need to just be more open and expressive with. He will either agree to disagree, or he will see it your way, or you will see it his way. But the conflict will come to a close.
Thank goodness.
You just need to be more communicative. Okay.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh,
that
thank
was,
you.
Like,
Jan?
Nail on the head.
Uh-huh. Corrine,
yes.
I got the giraffe for you. And it says, if giraffe has come to you in a special way, you know what you want, but you need some assistance in moving forward. If you're worried, ask giraffe to help clear away what is holding you back so you can reach for something new in your life. Don't be afraid to ask others for help. So that's basically what you're doing right now. And and it says, don't waste energy by worrying. Look ahead with calmness and confidence, and you can often see the outcome of thought, word, and deed. And farsightedness and insight come to you in ideas, dreams, and visions. And so you're going to move through your life with grace and purpose. So that's why the giraffe is there for you, to help you move through with grace and purpose and in harmony, too.
Wow, that's really good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys are really,
Dina?
Like, hitting home.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. My sense is that you're ready for a big change in life. You've had a lot of difficulties you've had to go through lately, and there's some decisions you're going to be making, and you will go through some of these big changes in life. But within these changes, you're going to step into your own. Like, there's a lot of times, for the most part, it's almost like somebody else runs the show for you, or you allow them to run the show. And there'll be no more of that coming up, like you're stepping into your own where, okay, I'm done with that. I don't want that anymore. I've had it. So some of these are inner changes, and when these inner changes take place, that's when the outer changes are going to come in. But you're going to make the decisions to make them. And it's long overdue, they're saying. Your guides are saying it's long overdue. And and they say they've been pushing you or helping you, pushing you to, you know, make some of these changes or to push ahead. And and they've given you signs and opportunities, but they're saying they're not stopping it and they're going to continue. And you just need to just kind of grab a hold of it and really believe in and trust that you can do these. That's what they're telling you.
You guys are wonderful. I thank you so much. I swear, it's almost like those calls were dropped for me.
Yeah.
I know you'll get them back, but it was like almost like I needed that so much. So I thank you, ladies, so much. And you guys do such a wonderful job, and you have a glorious evening.
Aww.
Yeah.
You too.
You
thank
too.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. Hello?
Hello, this is Melissa from St. Cloud, Florida.
Oh. Hey, Melissa.
Oh, good. I got a good connection this time. Good. Hello.
Hi. I don't know if anybody else is on, Linda and Dina.
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, good, Dina.
Okay, well, that's good.
Maybe Linda got dropped off for a minute there.
Yeah.
Shall I start then?
Okay.
Do you want to start now?
I put myself back on mute and then put
okay.
it back over. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, now. Yeah.
Yeah, Blog Talk is being weird tonight.
I hear you guys.
Okay.
Great.
All right, Melissa.
All right.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, who is the knight in armor that Jan keeps seeing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jan might be able to help. I don't know.
The
I've
knight
given
in
Melissa
shining
several
armor
meetings.
Is actually related to two different women, and I mean related as in blood relation.
Okay.
Both of them are very intuitive women. One is older, like a mother or an aunt. The other one is like a sister or a female cousin, and he has ascended being lineage. By that, he could possibly be a starseed. So does that make sense to you?
I'm just following along. I'm just listening. I don't know.
Dan?
That's cool. Melissa, I'm still getting a horse for you, and that's what's coming through again. And I think that he rides on this. I've seen him riding on it before. You know, in the other readings I've given you, and so I'm just gonna go with. I like the idea of what Linda said here, and I'm just gonna go with. Out of curiosity, just to see what messages the horse will give you right now. But that's been a curious thing because I've given Melissa several readings, and about other things have come up in the readings, and I do readings through meditation, and that's where I get all my messages. And this horse, this person in the night, like a knight in shining armor, just comes through every time. And I'm just like, well, who is he? But I never really get like a answer, and it's, you know, I've been asking for her guide, basically, and then I'll see this knight coming through in every reading. So anyway,
so interesting. But
I see the horse now, and so it says, you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You are much more powerful than you think you are, and this situation requires balancing and sensitivity, patience and compassion. Teamwork with your family and friends or community is important right now. And your personal freedom is of the highest priority. Even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you still deal well with mundane issues and concerns, and you're very loyal to others once they've earned your trust. And you're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. So anyway, that's just the basics on what the horse totem might give you. And so anyway, I'm going to
still
keep looking
for that. That all fits very well with me. That definitely resonates.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, great. Dina?
Yeah, I don't get it as a who as so much as it is a what. The knight in shining armor is kind of what it represents, what you kind of want. You want someone to rescue you. You kind of want someone to just whisk you off your feet and rescue you, but really you want to rescue yourself. So
yeah.
That's what I'm getting. That's what it is. It's a what and not a who. Now, when this happens, when you kind of rescue yourself, this person will come along. Then it becomes your knight in shining armor, because now you're in a better situation and you're ready to receive, rather than looking for someone else to fix it or do it or whatever for you. So, and when this comes in, it will be that you've already done it for yourself and this person enhances. So then it feels like your knight in shining armor. So I think it's a progression of, again, it's a what, not a who, that eventually ends up being a who. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so, and it's not, and it's, the time is now, and that's what happens, and that's, in your life, when this happens, your life is going to feel like that, like, oh, finally, you know, I've been rescued.
That's a relief.
And, yes, a big relief, and things will fall into place a lot better. And not sitting around waiting for it to happen. You're in it. You're making it happen,
yeah.
Or you're in it.
Oh, well, that is definitely something to look forward to. Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Hope we helped you today.
You have. Thank you, Lady, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Talk to you later.
Okay.
And Dina, I think it's something we should talk about to people, what you brought up, that we have to be in an authentically good place to receive in order to have something come to us, right?
It is so true, because what you put out there is what you get back, you know, and it's an energy thing. It's not a tit-for-tat thing. It's an energy thing. So if you're putting out a good energy, then you're going to get back good energy. If you're putting out that you want, you're ready to receive, the universe hears you and says, all right, she's done her work or he's done the work, and they're ready, they're now ready to receive the next level, the next layer, the next reward, the next step, whatever you want to call it. But you really have to be ready on the inside. But a lot of people don't know how to receive. They know how to give. They just don't know how to receive.
I absolutely agree with that. I want to take a minute before we take the next caller and have Jan read a special Mother's Day poem.
Okay, awesome. And I love what you just said, Dina.
Mm.
So this is Mother's Day poem, and it goes, a mother gives of herself in ways that only those who are one who are, let me start over. Sorry.
Okay.
A mother gives of herself in ways that only those who are one would know. A mother nurtures and loves like no other. She helps to mold us as we grow. Some of us who have no physical children may get a chance to be a mother to animals or to pets or to our own mother later in life. That is a gift or service to fulfill. Our mothers light the way for us. It can be happy and sad. We look to her from our hearts through the good times and bad. She may be our rock of stability or our source of liability. She is our heart and soul and the one who is always loving us as life takes its toll. My mother was my best friend. She was me. I was her. We were together from the start and to the end. She is still here and always looking in. Her love continues to shine in my heart. I can see her smiling with a big grin. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Shine on, shine on. You are blessed with love. We appreciate you and love you. You are the reason we are here now. Sending you all a white dove. And that's it.
Oh, that's
nice.
Beautiful.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yes, blessings and connections to all mothers out there, whether they're here on the planet Earth in the physical or in the spirit realms. And also, let's send some good energy to Blog Talk, which is misbehaving just a bit tonight. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So if you're getting dropped, just keep trying. Call into 773-897-6461, and we will send energy for you to get through. And right now, we're going to go back and try this one again. Hi, Mary Ellen. Are
Hello.
You on with us?
Hi.
Hello.
Am I there
now? Can you hear us?
Yes.
At last.
Well, you know, I think I hit the mute button by mistake.
Ah, okay.
No, that's my fault. That's not Blog Talk. I've just, you know, and I have a new phone.
Well, no, I'm just saying I got muted and I wasn't trying to, and then other people, I'm watching them get dropped out of the queue, and it's like, what's going on here? Did you have a question tonight?
Yes. My father-in-law is in the hospital, and I was wondering if he is going to overcome what's going on here, or...
I'm seeing something, actually, that's been taking place for about 20 years with him. Like, this has been a slow process. They won't tell me whether or not he's going to get better or he's going to cross over, but the next one is Ambassador of Light. And what the Ambassador of Light card actually shows is a spiritual connection for him, that things that he may not have understood about spirituality that he is beginning to come to terms with. And I also see for you the Warrior card, the Light Warrior card, which means that this is a very challenging time for you, but to hold on to your strength and integrity through whatever may come from outside sources. This makes sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. Jan?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It just came in, and it was the duck is what I see. And so anyway, the duck. And the duck is around water and stuff like that. I don't know if there's any water nearby you or anything.
I live on the river.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. This is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's time to have fun and maybe get a little silly. The time of turmoil has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed. Do whatever necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. And... You're very generous and have a big heart and willing to give to anyone. You enjoy the company of others, particularly those of like mind and spirit. And you're very resilient and able to bounce back very easily. And I missed part of what you had asked, but I think it was something about your father or father-in-law having being in the hospital or something. But it sounds like you are going to have a lot of strength. You're going to be able to handle whatever this is that you're going to go through with him, and that's what it feels like to me, mostly. That you
okay.
that you'll you and but also that you might need to go out and have some fun too.
All right.
Okay, great. Dina?
Okay. Well, my sense is that he has the will to want to come out of this, to get better. I feel like he's not quite ready to go. This is what they're telling me. He's not quite ready to go. He has still something he feels he needs to do or wants to do. So there is... Are they trying one more thing for him?
When I spoke with my husband, they said that they were, it's his kidneys.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do dialysis because he just doesn't want, you know, and
right.
They're saying that it would put him through too much pain,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't,
right.
and they, that they are feeling that it is, it'll be do more harm. I don't want to say more harm than good, but
right.
That they don't think he can come through it. I think is
right.
what they're, and so
right.
they're releasing him from the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
And he wants to go home. He doesn't want to go to
mm-hmm.
a home, which I think you know he wants to go to
right.
his home,
yeah.
and so you know it's just. I've lost both of my parents. This is my husband's father and
right,
you know,
right.
So it's just I stayed home and let him have his time. I mean, I'm going up, but I just, you know, need to. That's a family. Not that I'm not part of the family, but you know what I mean? That's, I just think it's so.
Yeah, well, that's the one more thing I see. Like, he just needs and wants to go home to do one more thing. That's what I'm saying. He's not quite ready to go. He wants to do one more thing. So when he gets home, I also feel like that it's going to buy him a little more time is what I'm hearing. Like, he just needs to do this, whatever it is he's doing. And then he'll decide on his own when he's ready to go.
Right, right.
That's what I'm hearing. After he does this thing, then it will be his decision, and he'll be ready at that point. When he's ready, he'll be ready. In other words, he's not ready in his head. He's not ready.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah.
He's pretty strong. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's
That's what I'm hearing. He's very strong. So I feel like this will be a good move, him going home. But they might even try something else too. There might be some other little thing. I don't know, but. Until he gets whatever it is he wants to get done, he's not ready to go. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much. And
we're doing our best to him.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.
You too. Oh, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye. Okay. Our next one is area code 217. You're on with Dina, Jan, and Linda. Can we get your name,
Hello?
Please? Hi.
Name is Amy.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Amy.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Huh?
Did you have a question?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of spirit work and hoping that maybe eventually a relationship will come into my life. And I was just wondering what you see about that. I've been single quite some time, so.
Okay, I see somebody that's actually away from you physically, not like right in your immediate area. And they are
mm-hmm.
a very positive, powerful person, and they are one of those people that believes in the good of the planet and will do what they can to assist with that. I also
mm-hmm.
see a negative influence involved in this. So you're going to have to use your intuition because the negative influence will be somebody that will pretend to be of light, but they're not. So
okay.
be sure to tune into your intuition. And know which one is the right one for you. Okay?
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Jan?
Hi. I see a dog. And dogs, it says for dog that it's loyal. They mean loyalty. Unconditional love, watchfulness, companionship.
Uh-huh.
And it says, descended from the wolf, the dog is the oldest domesticated animal, connected to both solar and lunar deities. I'm reading a couple things the strong spirit of the dog is not easily broken, and it will display love toward even a owner that doesn't treat them too well, blah, 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 blah. With dog as your totem, you are intelligent, loving, and loyal, and devoted to your family. You enjoy social occasions, eager to help. You may be a healer. You may be adept at counseling. Perhaps you need to look at your approach in life right now. Dog is reminding you to live by your personal truth and to be true to yourself, your family, and your friends. Perhaps you need to look after yourself more, too, and take time out to relax and play. Mm-hmm. Dog can help you with confidence in all areas of your life. And you may be giving too much, too, of yourself, and you need to have some boundaries around yourself. And okay. So does that help you?
Sure.
I'll
do my best to try to differentiate the positive and negative. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sure.
Dina?
Do you do yoga?
No.
Because they keep screaming yoga, and I don't know why they keep screaming yoga.
It's not physical yoga, but it's not a yoga. It's a sound yoga.
It's a what yoga?
Sound.
Yoga?
Yes.
Okay, because they kept saying, they kept saying that. It's like, okay. Now you wanted to know about a relationship.
Correct.
Mm. Mm. Well, my feeling is that you need to find someone who is better at communicating, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that that's been a bugger in relationship, mm-hmm. is communication piece. And also your spiritual side is opening up, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's opening, and it's going to keep opening. So
mm-hmm.
when that happens, it gets harder and harder to be in a relationship. But
right.
yet, if you find someone of like mind, then
mm-hmm.
it can be a whole new world, a whole new experience. Not
mm-hmm.
that you have to be doing the same things. But so I'm feeling like once you kind of open up a little more with your spiritual side, I think I'm feeling like someone of like mind is going to come in for you, and this person will what you'll be learning together is the communication piece.
Okay.
So it will be good because you're kind of going to be on almost the same level at the same time. Learning
mm-hmm.
a lot of the same things, and that's what I feel will be coming to you. But it's going to be a while. It's going to be, oh gosh, I'm hearing at least 6 months to a year before this right person comes in.
Okay.
Not that you can't, see other people. It's just the right person. The one I'm seeing is 6 months to
right.
a year.
Okay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. And as far as the positive and the negative, I'm getting that some of that might be in the past and that are left there. Do you have anything about that? The positive and negative person, or the two people that are positive and negative?
Well, me personally, I just know that they're linked to each other somehow.
Okay, linked. Okay. All
does
right.
that... help you figure mm-hmm. out who it is?
Perhaps so, yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
I want to remind everybody to go visit all of our Psychics Gone Wild family over there at www.psychicsgonewild.com. We have many talented, intuitive people that are waiting to assist you. They are all light workers. And they want to help you. But the best way to get that help is to schedule a one-on-one reading. You'll get the personal attention without all of the distractions that we get when we're giving on the radio. And while we do get great messages while we're on the radio, we can devote more time to you personally if you will take a minute and schedule a regular personal reading. Okay, are we ready to go on to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, let's go wild with 203. You're on with Dina, Jan, and Linda. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hi.
Good.
Who's this?
Hi. My name's Woody.
Oh, Woody, I should have recognized your voice. Okay, Woody, what's your question tonight?
I guess it's been working. But a part of my, I'm looking for career-wise, and I'm just wondering how I'm trying to, like, work with other people. And I was wondering what you see with that.
Okay. And I see two people and a situation, actually. I see an older woman and a younger woman, excuse me. And I also see some conflict within you. And I'm not really sure how that relates to you, if the conflict within you is brought about by this older woman or this younger woman, but it is a situation where you have to determine your own, what I call inherent integrity. If these women are saying something or doing something to you that you don't particularly care for, pull up your, I call it inherent integrity because we all have that. We are all allowed to be our authentic selves without anyone messing with us. And the integrity is simply being who you are without worrying about what somebody might be saying about you or doing to you. Does that make sense?
That goes with personal or career-wise?
It could be career-wise. Since you asked about career, I'm thinking that's what it has to do with.
I'm not working with no female. I have my personal life that way I don't.
Personal life can bleed over into our music careers, trust me. I went through a situation last summer where I let people that didn't like me influence me, and I almost quit completely. So, yes, it can actually bleed over into that. What we feel about ourselves based on what we perceive other people think of us can cause us to not be our best. So don't let anybody distract you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Jan?
Hey, Woody. I know you, but I've never met you on air yet. But I've listened to you so many times talk to Jethro. I'm really glad to meet you. And I like your music so much too. It's great. And by the way, Linda and I we do rap songs and stuff. So you might want to listen to us sometime. Anyhow, I got the tiger really just wow. I could see it so well for you here. And the tiger says, with tiger as your totem, you are a confident person with great focus and patience. You have the ability to sense the most beneficial time to act. You are so tranquil that you often surprise people. They have little idea how watchful and prepared you are. Privacy is essential to you, and you work quietly, not broadcasting your many abilities. Some of your best work is done alone and at night. Charismatic, sensitive, and tactile, you may be involved in the healing arts also. Since Tiger teaches clairvoyance and clairaudience, over time with practice and patience, you learn to see into realms other than the mundane. So when Tiger appears, a new adventure is ahead. Tiger is at hand to assist you with self-control, being observant and saving your energy until it is the right time to act. You may be called to take on a leadership role, and you need the extra strength and courage that Tiger can help provide. Change can be a challenge, but Tiger will empower you to move through it smoothly and with dignity. So just take that, and if that can help you with your relationships or your career, Tiger's there to help you right now. And it says, terrifying yet fascinating, noble lord of the jungle. The tiger is honored in mythology throughout Asia, China, et cetera, et cetera. And it's tigers linked to healing. Does any of that resonate with you?
Yeah, I'm very observing, and I see beyond what other people see, and mm-hmm. I guess when I do that, people get frustrated with me or mad. You know, I see things, and I'm like, I see beyond what they see. So it's uh-huh. like, you crazy, or, you know, just basically get mad, and when it comes to full circle, they got nothing to say, you know. So it's like, I can't tell you, you know, why I see things the way I see or feel the way I feel. You know, people like, my father, he, the other day, my sister was dating somebody, and something resonated within me of like, I don't like this person. Not like in that way, but like, he's not for my sister. He said, you can't prejudge. I was like, I'm not judging. I just feel I have a sense that it's not
right.
What it is, what you see, and like 2 weeks later, my older sister came and told me that my youngest sister and that person she was with no longer together. I said, I'm not surprised. I felt
wow.
that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's cool. You have that ability. That's very neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So,
Dina?
Awesome. Okay. Woody.
Yeah.
You're so close. You're so close. But you're just, it's like you have this fear of really, you have this fear of success. And you have this fear of really wanting to go get it. Like you want it. Your mind wants it. Your body wants it. But, you just, it's like you're kind of afraid to just take that step, a step out into that. But yet you're so close. So, and you know it. So it's like just dip your toe and don't pull it back. Keep dipping. Dive in. Because if you do that and when you do that, that is when the doors are really going to just swing wide open for you. I mean, some have opened, but you have to just, it's almost like you just got to kind of just go for it, run for it, and dive in. And don't worry about what's going to happen because, yeah, you may have some setbacks or fallbacks or rejections or this or that, but if you can get past those, beyond that, I do see all these good things happening as far as your career goes. But you have to just really, really want it and really be sure and just do it. Don't even look back. Just do it. Make it happen. Just do it.
Well, I'm doing that now. I have an opportunity with somebody that sent me track from the industry. It's like a management company. But right
mm-hmm.
now I'm looking for I write for a partner, but I'm trying to branch myself out to work with other people. So the
mm-hmm.
dilemma right now is finding a singer to sing on this track, and that's what I've been looking for. So.
Well, it will come. You just keep moving forward, and you just keep pushing forward and trust that it will come, and it will come. I mean, seriously, because they're saying the message to you is just go for it and don't look back. So trust that it will come.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like if
wow,
you build it, they
awesome.
Will come from the field of dreams,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And your music is awesome, Woody. You're really good.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Chemistry
yep.
is yours, right?
Yeah, me and my partner wrote that.
Okay, well, if we have time at the end of the show, we'll play it. How's that sound?
Okay. Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. I hope we helped you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on now to, let's see, if it will let me do this. Area code 570, you're on with Dina, Jan, and Linda. How are you?
Hi, ladies. My name is Linda. How are you?
Well,
great.
Hi, another Linda.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Another Linda. Yeah, it's so funny because I was in sight with you from the beginning, and then I got a long-distance phone call, and I thought, oh, let me try again. I thought I was only going to get into here, but here I am. So
here you are. All right.
Here I am. I heard your ladies are very good. And,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was in a dilemma for about 2 months and because our restaurant closed, the one I was working at, and it reopened, and we got our jobs back. So I'm yay for that because I was hurting. But anyway, my question is, I am trying to get down south in the worst way for the warm climate in Florida. And it's so funny because I've had a couple psychics say that they see a past karma, a significant other coming in. So I don't know if that means I'm going down with a friend and a lady friend, you know, a good friend of mine, and going down to Florida with her, or if there's a special someone coming in that I'm going down with him.
Well, actually, I don't see a him, but I do see a her, and she's carrying a gift. But this gift is not without problems. She's got something she needs to resolve in her life, and she's being held back by this a man in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if she's trying to get out of a marriage or partnership of some kind before she can be free.
Mm-hmm.
But it does show you moving. I see a ship that's actually taking off, which means move in location, but it won't tell me when. But
mm-hmm.
it feels positive for this woman as long as she can get her situation resolved to where she's free. Does that resonate?
Okay. Yeah, it does. Uh-huh. But then they also saw like somebody finishing their karma once I got settled and coming into my life. It was a karmic situation.
We'll leave it to the
man.
Other two ladies on that one. Jan?
Yeah. I saw two animals, and I'm trying to get to the first one and in here, and if I can find it. But that was really interesting. If I can just find the darn thing. It was a panda bear. It was a little panda bear.
Aww.
Yeah, it's so cute. And but I, you know, it sometimes they don't show it. It might have to be in the bear section. But I don't know if bear and panda bear, you know, they lump them together. And I know there's differences. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But as it turns out, you know, I can't seem. So we'll just go with what it says, just typically for the bear. But darn it, because it's really the panda bear, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
But it says set clear boundaries and don't compromise, even if pressured. Ask for what you want, whether or not you'll get it. Get going on that creative project you have in mind. Take some time out with your usual routines and spend some time in solitude. You may need some physical or emotional healing, and you need periods of reclusiveness for your creative spark, and you're very independent and prefer to do things on your own. You're a survivor. You're a powerful healer, and but you may need some physical or emotional healing. So, I mean, that's what the bear says, but then I also saw the monkey for you, too. And the key words are balance, intelligence, humor, curiosity, creativity. The complex and contradictory symbol worldwide is the Far East. The monkey represents wisdom and detachment from material things. Thought to be the cleverest animal in the jungle, the monkey is seen all over the world as a magician who masks its great powers and insight and intelligence. By clowning around. Monkey helps you see where you are going. And bright and quick-witted, you can see a complicated situation from all sides, including the dark and the light, and you weigh the possibilities before acting. You may not always do the predictable thing. You communicate well and enjoy having fun. And you have a special interest in ancient wisdom and origins of humankind, and you do well as a leader. So anyway, that's That's what it says. And you were questioning what? What were you questioning again?
I said that I know that who was it, Linda or somebody that said about my friend, which is true.
Okay.
But then again, I was told from a great psychic that you would know that there's a gentleman that's finishing up his karmic, and he'll be coming in. It's an old love or whatever, and that was my question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to hand you over to Dina then.
Yeah,
she's going to know it right away.
All right. So my feeling is that, or my sense is that, you're not quite ready to move. There's some certain things you don't want to leave here yet, and that you haven't finished yet, and that you still have to do. So when you're ready, you will move, but you're not quite ready now. And in this process, I do see the friend that Linda's talking about, but I feel like the person you're asking about, the karmic thing and whatever, relationship, I feel like it is when you finally figure out what you want to do, and when you do get settled, when you do move, but it's not going to be right away. It's going to be a little while, because I still feel like you're in this period or this transition of you, and all these moves are for you, inside and outside. And until you can create these to flow in harmony and balance out, again, all for you, then that person's not coming in. That person will come in when you've created that balance, when you feel like you finally, I'm here. And so I feel like that's going to be in 2 to 3 years.
Oh,
not the move.
That's too long. Way too long. I can't wait that long. I'm ready to go tomorrow.
That's way too long.
I cannot wait 2 and 3 years. Oh, no. Now, I would go out of my mind if I had to wait that long.
No, we're not talking the move. We're talking the person that comes in.
Well, by then I'll be well a senior citizen, and I don't think we're capable of doing anything at that point.
No, that's when it will be beautiful.
Oh, no, no. Things have got to speed up before that, so I've got to do something.
Well, then that's your choice. Like, we all have free will. So if you want to speed it up, then you work on and you do what you got to do quicker, and really get it and really get the process. Because I don't feel like the move is going to be too long, but I do feel like that person that we're talking about, unless you change the things within yourself and do all you got to do, it's going to be 2 to 3 years. Within 2 to 3 years, so
that's too long.
So if you want it sped up, then that's when you can decide to do that on your own.
Mm-hmm. But you feel the move will be quicker than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The move will be quicker.
Okay.
But you were asking about your karmic soulmate type thing.
Well, you know,
I
mean, whatever it is, as long as I can just get out of here quicker. I just want to be a warm climate. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the pieces I'm saying. You have to work on you first. And your stuff first. And then when you get settled with you, your stuff, that balance and the whole nine yards, that's when that person's going to come in.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, that's a long ways off, so at that point it won't matter.
Yeah. It will be good, though.
Well, okay, ladies, thanks so much for your help. I was just, you know, curious as to what you had input. So,
Well, Linda, can I add something?
Thanks, Linda.
Here?
Yep.
Linda, I'm 57. When I was 50, I thought when I was 57 I was going to be too old for a lot of things, but that's not the case. I think life for some of us begins at 40 or 50 or whatever reset point we have. So never give up hope, okay?
I agree with that one.
As long as I can get in a warm climate sooner than later, then that's my goal. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to add that my aunt met her second husband when she was 65.
Oh, wow.
And at a dance.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're still married. So that I agree with Linda so much.
Yes. And when I ran a store, and when there would be couples that would come in all the time, and they'd be older couples because it was an antique store, and they would all talk about how they met as senior citizens or as older, and they were saying it's the best love of their life ever.
That's so cute.
yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, thanks so much for your help, and you all have a good night.
Thank
you.
You
too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Well, ladies, we actually cleared out the queue, and we've got 5 minutes left, so I thought what we could do is each give our information, and then I will close out, as I promised with Woody, by playing chemistry. So, Jan, how about you go first?
Sure. My email is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I'm at www.psychicsgonewild.com, the website, and I have a page on Facebook called Jan Drake Bakkies, and you can reach me there. And I can do email readings, and I do them through my meditation, not just totems. So you might want to give me a try. I am a beginner, and so anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, she's good.
you're great, Jan.
Yes.
Dina?
Thank you.
Okay. You can reach me at EssenceOT@AOL.com. That's EssenceOT@AOL.com. Or at 207. Yeah, here we go. 207-752-1399. Or on my website at Dina Flanagan Psychic Medium. Or on Psychics Gone Wild.
All right. Yes, be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Right, Dina?
That's right, and you'll find all of us there. And I do email readings, I do spirit psychic readings, I do medium readings, and I do the healings. I can do them long distance. They're very effective. And or you can, if you live in Maine or nearby, you can come for an appointment.
All right, thank you. With that, I'm going to remind everybody tomorrow night, Jethro and Patty Negri. And we're going to close out with Woody's song. So thank you, Jan and Dina. I loved our time together.
Yes, thank
and
you.
And here is Chemistry.
We got chemistry. Tonight it's just you and me, girl. We got chemistry. Tonight it's just. I got an invitation, you're invited. Leave your worries at home and I got this. You got your man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl, I got a show for you. Follow me, I wanna show you that I'm the man you need. Don't worry, I'll bring you in the time to see. I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is done. For me, I wanna. I'm tempted the way that she moves her body. Got some things on my mind, got me thinking. I wanna take her home, wanna put on a show for you.
Watch me, I wanna show her that we got chemistry. Come over here and sit right here.
I wanna do it all. Trust me, I'll pull it off before the night is done. About to go down, been anticipating. I see it in her eyes. While I work it, watch me while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, watch me while I.